Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen, an original American farmer. A lot of people think I'm the original in a lot of different ways, and I say that humbly but proudly because I do like being different, and being a unique individual is something that we really all are. I was listening to Delilah the other night on her. I don't know why I've been listening to her so much lately, but I seem to have picked her up, and as I was driving my car, listening to her talk about she was talking to one of the listeners about uniqueness and how we all are very unique. Hopefully you embrace your uniqueness and that helps you on your farm. A couple of news notes as we get started with the American Family Farmer this week. A lot of focus on dairy prices and dairy availability and dairy in general. And because I'm a dairy guy, I'm a cow guy, I've been around cows all my life. This says something to me, and hopefully it says something to you. In Pittsburgh, there's an interesting article about the farm in Westmoreland County that turned to cheese because the price of milk went down, and the folks that owned the farm weighed several options, including just selling out. But then they decided to add cheesemaking to their operation. And this value-added dairy processing enterprise saved their farm. So food for thought as we make the news and come up with suggestions. That's what the American Family Farmer is really all about, giving you ideas on what to do that will help you survive much better as an independent family farmer. And if you're a dairy person, looking at this year's USDA report on dairy and consumption, this is really very interesting. The hot demand for dairy and dairy products going back to the 50s, there hasn't seen this much interest. That's the reason that milk is 34. The last time I checked, the price at the I was going to say the price at the pump, I suppose that's a way of looking at it. The pool price here in New England was $34, which is crazy. It's great. I think it's gone down a little. I think the 34, I heard that some of the organic milk was bringing $39 a hundred weight. Whatever it is, it's all good. So, the business about how domestic dairy demand is going up from 655 pounds per person last year to 667 pounds. That is, the average American is consuming between ice cream and cheeses and milk and all that other, whatever is dairy, 667 pounds a year. That's pretty phenomenal, actually. And maybe I'm in there with the, in the ice cream department. But what does this say about the industry? What it doesn't say is that Americans are consuming dairy the same way that they did in the 50s. Fluid milk is still on a slow decline, and that's basically, in my mind, because of the poor quality of it. But cheeses, independent cheese manufacturers. So this is, as I was just saying about the fellow that decided to do more cheeses, butter as well, right? There are a lot of people using butter. It's back to the Eisenhower era levels of sales. So this is appropriate. Dairy consumption, it is very interesting as you look back over the last 70 years or so. It's clear that more people are, and we have more non-dairy competitors in the milk department, but we don't have that in the cheese department. So that maybe is why, if you're a hard-working dairy guy, figure out how you can make some cheese. All right, on to another area, another aspect of being around cows. I noticed there was a very interesting overview. A new device, in fact, has been opened that helps you as a farmer raise happier, healthier cows. There are a couple of MIT alumni who have come up with this device, which gives the same results in terms of milking in 10 minutes that used to have to work on cows and their bodies to figure out what their bodies were doing. And the veterans, the veterinarians would work for hours to try to figure out how to keep a cow healthy. And this new thing that has been coming, it's all about data. It's the new world order that we live in, collecting data, working with cows, working with technicians. It's very, I'm a member of the old school. The cow, we take care of the cow, give it good feed, and the cow's going to produce. And hopefully if you've taken good care of the udder, there's not going to be any mastitis there. But this is a scanning device that has come from MIT that uses spectroscopy. That's it, yeah. To collect all kinds of information about the cow and the kind of milk that the cow is creating, the fat, the protein, the somatic cell count, all of that sort of thing. So if you're interested, you can check out the University of Pennsylvania. They have a lot of good dairy stuff going on there. You can find the study. I actually saw this in MIT News. Helping Dairy Farmers Raise Healthy Cows is the article. And but the end of it is very interesting because it's the same assumption we've always had. Remember the old commercials, happy cows make good, better milk, contented cows. Remember all of that stuff for Carnation? That is kind of the way it is today. It's just that there are different ways technologically of creating harmony between the animal and the farmer. So I want to check that device out at MIT. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about how to keep your weight in check. America's number one way to lose weight. This time of year, we're all eating. We're starting going to the holidays. It's the same message. You eat more, you put on weight. That means you're going to have to lose more at the other end of all of the celebrating. So why not get a leg up on it and use the program that's put forth by Calitrin, which is the all-natural weight loss formula that helps you keep the weight off once you've lost it. So start now on this. Go to toploss.com, see how the program works, talk to a consultant there, and then buy the product and see yourself as one of the 86% success rate quotients that are in there. Calitrin, there's an unlimited buy three, get three free deal going on right now at toploss.com. Use the Doug code. The code is Doug you'd get it. If you use Doug Steffen, you'd get the same relief, if you will, when it comes to cost. You get free shipping with the Doug code and the unlimited buy three, get three free. Lose the weight the natural way with Calitrin. Find out how to make it work for you at toploss.com.
Mike Capel here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you. Oh, oh, oh,
oh, oh. Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix bad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com. Back to the American Family Farmer Program. Doug Steffen here. On this week's program, our focus is the fuel shortage, the potential not only for fuel shortages this year, but for food shortages, and how does that impact America's farmers. Here to discuss with his predictions of the fuel shortage and how that is going to apply to our food supplies, Gary Black, who serves now as the Commissioner of Agriculture in Georgia's in the Georgia state government. He's in his third term. He's the 16th commissioner. He served in various leadership positions during his 40-year career in Georgia agriculture, from the Georgia Farm Bureau to the Georgia Agribusiness Council. So, Mr. Black, you'll be interested perhaps to know I'm very active not only in the National Farmers Union, but the American Farm Bureau and our Mass Farm Bureau. It's very important, I think, for all of us to be involved in what needs, you know, our focus and our attention. So in terms of the influences in agriculture in Georgia, because that's your bailiwick, that's your area of expertise, how important are these farmer organizations like the Farm Bureau, like the Agribusiness Council, like the Farmers Union? How much influence do they really have on policy and, in effect, the Georgia agricultural reality?
Well, it's good to be with y'all today. I appreciate the opportunity, and I hearken back to my early days at the Farm Bureau, and the current American Farm Bureau president, Zippy Duval. He was the second chairman of the Georgia Farm Bureau Young Farmers and Ranchers program when I was the coordinator for the program. So Zip and I go way back, and blessed with many, many friends in that network, over my career. But I think it comes down to this. If we don't stand up and speak for ourselves, shall we allow the government just to make the decisions for us? We see when that happens, it's never good. And so it's important from the grassroots standpoint to be able to speak with elected leaders, regulators, all types of those folks who have influence over our business, over our lives. It's important you stand up to make sure that reality is represented and not just emotion and sometimes I call it keyboard courage, which is what we kind of turn to social media for these days. Everything can't be accomplished in 140 characters. You have to have organizations that help you build relationships. And then hopefully from those relationships, you're able to influence policy in a positive way that impact, you know, that's positive for food and fiber production in America.
Well, I think you put it very well. I'm kind of curious as I listen to you talk about Georgia agriculture. I want to go back in a moment to when Jimmy Carter was governor, how things were. The reality on the farm certainly has changed for all of us. And I want to talk a little about Sonny Perdue, because he also was a Georgian involved in the last administration. Gary Black is with us. He is the Commissioner of Agriculture in Georgia. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Agriculture Commissioner of Georgia is with us this week on the American Family Farmer. Gary Black is here. So you've been involved, as I said a while ago, for 40 years in Georgia agriculture. That must have been in part when Jimmy Carter, if I'm going back, let's see, it would have been in the late 60s. Maybe he was a little before your time, or was he?
Yeah. He was governor from 70 to 74, and then, of course, ran. That was back when we were still term limited. Georgia Constitution didn't change until 1974 that allowed for two consecutive terms. But Governor Carter was there, and then went on to pursue and was successful being president. I have respect for the president. I've been with him several times while doing this job. Our perspectives on private enterprise and we probably share come from different angles on that.
Yeah.
His efforts to reorganize Georgia government were not viewed real favorably back from 70 to 74, but certainly went on to have a very much, certainly a decorated career.
Let me talk to you a little bit. I'm listening to you, and I can kind of tell, but I don't want to assume what your hue is when it comes to politics, and I'm not sure it makes a lot of difference. But when Sonny Perdue was named the Secretary of Agriculture, he's a Georgian. I think he'd been Secretary or Commissioner. What was his job in Georgia? Clarify that for me first before I launch off into my Sonny Perdue stuff.
Sure. Well, Governor Perdue was a state senator, was elected in 1990. At that time, I was president of the Georgia Agribusiness Council, so I was successful throughout my legislative career and through his term as a state senator, then as president pro tem of the Georgia State Senate, and then he ran for governor, was elected in 2002. We did not serve together in my current role. I ran for this job and during Governor Perdue's reelect in 2006, but I won a Republican primary, was not successful in the fall, but then I ran again in 2010, was successful. So we've been pretty much joined to the hip. I would say a significant mentor and friend and colleague and all the above. But then, of course, we were overjoyed when President Trump selected him. I believe Sonny Perdue is the most qualified person to ever serve as Secretary of Agriculture in America. He demonstrated that with his work ethic, his extreme knowledge. He's a veterinarian. And now he's chancellor of our university system here in Georgia over higher education. So he's come back home. Sonny's motto is, he says, I'm going to wear out. I don't want to rust out. So,
that sounds like a Georgia politician, doesn't it? Yeah.
As a true agriculture heart. So yeah. No doubt about that.
Well, I was, it's interesting. You've told me some things I didn't know about him. What bothered me was that he was the last appointment of the Trump administration, and it seemed like they didn't take agriculture seriously. I said many times Trump was a hamburger-eating New Yorker. What does he know, or how does he pay attention? How much attention does he pay to the needs of America's farmers? Interesting to get your perspective on Sonny Perdue. I don't know that I felt that way about him. I'm not political. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. I probably spent more time in my life as a Republican, but I'm sickened by what I see now in the political world, and I wonder whether it trickles down into the state level when it comes to jobs like yours. I know it has a little bit here in Massachusetts with our agriculture department, but I'll get to that. But more importantly, I want to talk about this fuel shortage that we're all worried about. So stand by, please. We will continue with Gary Black, Commissioner of Agriculture in Georgia, in a few moments here on the American Family Farmer this week.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
The stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A political stunt. That's what former President Donald Trump is calling Attorney General Merrick Garland appointing a special counsel to determine whether criminal charges should be filed against the former president. The move by Garland is being made in regards to various Justice Department probes against Trump. Meeting with business and labor leaders on Friday, President Biden shares his goals for their discussion on the economy.
Building this progress is not just acting, but it's listening. That's why I'm here today to open to good ideas to continue bringing inflation down and continue creating an economy that works for everyone.
He says he's looking forward to hearing how he can improve going forward. Republicans argue that if Democrats pass more high spending policies, inflation will spike again. You're listening to USA Radio News.
paid for by government.com.
The 1878 to 1921 Morgan Silver Dollar, a true American classic and one of the most iconic silver dollar coins in history. It's been 100 years since the last Morgan Silver Dollar coin was struck for circulation. And now, for a limited time only, full pound bags of original U.S. government struck Morgan dollars are being released to the public. That's right. You can own a full pound of 1878 to 1921 classic American Morgan Silver Dollar coins, all in very good collector condition with fully visible dates and mint marks. Guaranteed. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure collector-grade U.S. Morgan Silver Dollars by the pound, struck during the Wild West and the Gilded Age. Plus, receive a bonus American Collector's Pack valued at over $25, free with every order. Call 1-800-473-1745 now to secure your full pound bag of Morgan Silver Dollar coins before they are gone. 1-800-473-1745. That's 1-800-473-1745.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With our friend Gary Black. I say friends, I never met him before, but I feel a lot of the same energy, and because we're both kind of ag. Are you a farm kid? Did you grow up on the farm? I didn't ask you that before.
Yes, sir. I live about 70 miles northeast of Atlanta. We live on the farm that I was raised on. Uh-huh. We have commercial and some registered Sim Angus cattle, and it's my retreat to reality every day. I do not stay in Atlanta. In my entire career, I've gone back and forth, and it's interesting. And I want to say this, if I can give a shout out to my friend, John LeBeau. John, I know John. In fact, I still have a gallon of Massachusetts maple syrup.
For the benefit of the audience, Mr. LeBeau is the corresponding public servant to Mr. Black here in Massachusetts. He's the Commissioner of Agriculture in Massachusetts.
That's right.
Yeah.
I lost a Super Bowl bet when the Patriots were playing the Falcons, and we swapped commodities, but John was while I lost the bet and had to pay off, he was generous and sent us a gallon of Massachusetts maple syrup, which does have a long shelf life. And in fact, I enjoyed some Sunday evening. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does have a long shelf life. Usually when those bets are made, it's a lobster. It's a Massachusetts or Maine lobster that gets when governors are, you know, betting. I wonder what the governors did at the same time you were exchanging the things as Commissioner of Agriculture. I wonder what the governors of the two states did in terms of that.
We had a good time with that, though. I've enjoyed knowing John as I've done this job.
Yep. Well, I think it's important for us to enjoy our work, to have fun. I know my time, I've been around cows all my life, and that's my spin on agriculture. It always has. When I do this program, I try to be fair to all aspects of agriculture, but I my heart is in Jersey cows. Dairy cows are my heart, and I love the cows, and I love what it has provided me through my life. I don't love the fact that it cost me a lot of money to to do it, but that's the devotion. And that gets to the heart of what the problem is today for a lot of us who have not the ability, it would seem, to pay for the diesel fuel. We're up to, I just ordered a couple thousand gallons for my farm for the winter, and it's $5 and something. You know, we don't have to pay taxes on the farm off-road stuff. I expect that you probably don't have to down there either. But still, $5 a gallon when it was $2 a gallon last year at this time? Wow.
Sure, and that's what I just read a Wells Fargo notice this morning from their agribusiness group. That the title of the article is actually, perhaps you should dine out this Thanksgiving. And even Wells Fargo is highlighting that, you know, escalating food prices. Look like turkeys are up somewhere about, I think, 23%, eggs, yep. 32%, yeah. Others, that, you know, even flour and basic goods. But why is that? It gets to your point about diesel. The basic inputs that all of us are we have to have to provide food and fiber for America and the world. These basic elements are you know, reaching all time highs, if not there already. We as you know, unfortunately, we as farmers, we're price takers. We're not
right.
Price
makers.
We don't. I wish we. You know, perhaps as we, you know, add a little more value to the products you have on your farm, you can capture some of that value that way. But still, these basic inputs are tough. I just paid, on some winter grazing, $100 acre for 90 units of nitrogen spread, right. Over ryegrass. Mm-hmm. And that's very difficult, even with cattle prices up. That's still, that's going to contribute to the cost of life.
Well, let's stick with that for a minute, because all of us farmers, I don't use commercial fertilizers. I use a lot of stuff. I have a big compost operation on my farm, so I use that for the most part. But I know many of my friends who have been just going bananas because the cost of fertilizer quadrupled this year. And I wonder how, you know, you talk about fuel, all of this stuff is in, and whether the public knows it or not. Yeah, I think your state's a little more agriculturally conscious than my state is. But still, understanding that all these things, people blame the farmer, which is about as dumb a thing as you can do, because as you pointed out a few minutes ago, it's not, we're users. We're not, we don't, what do we, can't do anything about this. You know, and I wonder in your job how you can, if you can, browbeat people into submission when it comes to the prices of some of these commodities like fuel and fertilizer.
Yeah, well, I'll try to be concise here, but maybe divide out fuel and other inputs or petroleum based inputs, because it all links together.
Right.
You know, with the geopolitical pressures of Ukraine and other, you know, things around the world, and we could spend 3 or 10 of your programs talking about some of the botched decisions that have caused some other things around the world to happen.
Yep.
And so when that happens, then you're interrupting, you know, petroleum, I'm an all of the above person when we look at our energy portfolio, but we're fooling ourselves when we think we're still not largely tied to petroleum and it's important. But when all those things are interrupted in the chain, then fertilizer prices go up. But yet we're here in America, we're still exporting diesel fuel. You're
crazy, isn't it?
We're exporting
nuts.
Diesel fuel.
Crazy.
And we've tapped into our strategic national reserves at a time when prices were filled, when prices were an all-time low.
Yeah.
We've tapped into them when their prices are an all-time high.
Crazy.
Well, I think there's actually a war on petroleum that every consumer is going to wind up paying that bill, whether it's cost of fertilizer or cost at the pump.
Yep. All right. Hold on a second. We continue. Excellent conversation with Agriculture Commissioner Gary Black from the state of Georgia. I'm Doug Steffen. This is this week's American Family Farmer. Right now, the focus on, I guess, early Christmas. Good heavens. I wash myself, wash my mouth out with soap. I'm saying it even though we're only a few days away from Thanksgiving as you hear this program. One of the things that will come into play during the winter months, I think we all like to sleep a little bit more and more comfortably, and that's where the Giza sheet sets that are made by MyPillow, that's where they come in. The biggest bed sheet sale ever now going on at MyPillow.com. Yeah, they have pillows, but they have lots of other things that help make your sleeping like a dream. These Giza sheets are available in a variety of colors and sizes, all machine washable and durable. The Giza Dream sheets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Who else does that? You use the sheets and you can send them back if you don't like them? Wow. That's the deal. There are Giza, the cotton sheets with the Giza cotton, and then there are the flannel sheets. Wow. I love those this time of year up in my neck of the woods. They're cozy, they're warm, comfortable, and they come again in all sizes and colors. Check them out by going to MyPillow.com. Look over the whole portfolio of things they have there. You'll be able to use the promo code DS and get the Giza sheet set for $29.99. That's a savings of two-thirds right now. Take advantage of it. Promo code DS at MyPillow.com.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. And if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, "Man, you got a memory like an elephant." It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Back with Gary Black here, the agricultural commissioner in Georgia, the disgust that we both have for what's going on with the exporting of diesel, the craziness, how all of these things, when the energy prices are up, as you've said, you see the cost of all the goods, all services, everything going up. And so, you know, it's unfortunate, but it is the way it is. What do you see in your crystal ball? You guys, you share lots of information through these various councils and groups. So what's down the road? What do we see down the road? You're right about the poor decisions. Maybe we would hope to have better decisions being made by all concerned. But you're a politician. Some people say I'm a local politician, even though I'm not involved in politics. I'm involved in how my state and my city work. So I guess I'm politically astute to a point. But is there something? I mean, what do we do?
From a crystal ball standpoint, it is like you look into the portfolio and say, where do we start? If I was starting at the federal level, a $31 trillion deficit is there's no way to cure that unless we have a greatest generation. And that's very difficult for people in the current political climate to deal with. Unless we control spending and have some type of trajectory toward solving that, I think so many other things in society are, you know, we're heading toward an iceberg that, has enormous consequences. I believe it's incumbent upon us in agriculture. One good thing coming up with the 2023 Farm Bill you talked earlier about, whether you're political or not. One thing has been my experience is that a Farm Bill or most agricultural perspectives are generally not partisan. They're more regional in nature. Because they're regional perspectives, but it's typically not partisan. I would hope that there's still going to come a time for our country and our states to, take some lessons from the agricultural family, how we discuss things and try to keep our eye pretty much on the same goal, but have civility return. If we don't get our civility back in our system, or at least an extra dose of it, then the yelling, the tweeting, is not healthy for society, and so that's what I've tried to do in my political career. Is at least I'm as conservative as you can get, but I'm just not mad about it. I hope that you can listen to people, and understand perspectives. It doesn't mean you're certainly not always going to agree, but I think, Doug, that's what I fear most moving forward is whether we will have the discipline as a country, as a people, to this wonderful, great experiment is still the best place on earth, but there's so many factions now that I think are trying to drive it apart.
I'm going to leave you with this thought. I have become a pronouncer, a user of the following phrase, country over party. That really, it seems to me, is a way, if we can wrap ourselves around that and perhaps live that way, we fix a lot of these problems. You've been very insightful. I've enjoyed this conversation with you. Thank you for sharing your time with us here on the American Family Farmer. Georgia's agriculture, listen to me sound like a New Englander. Georgia's. Georgia's agricultural commissioner is Gary Black, and he's been here with us this week on the American Family Farmer.
Thank you, Doug. For anybody who'd like any additional about Georgia, visit GeorgiaGrown.com and learn more about our state. But it's been a pleasure to be with you. God bless.
Georgia Grown, G-R-O-W-N, GeorgiaGrown.com. All right. Thank you, Commissioner Black.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The hour on this week's American Family Farmer. Doug Steffen here with a reminder about our podcasts. The idea that we have all this information every week, it doesn't go into the ethos, doesn't get lost. If you go to American Family Farmer Show, you'll find all of the old episodes chronologically in order of their presentation. And then we also have, for your listening and dancing pleasure, a podcast every week, which is a summary, if you will, of the important topics of that week's program. And so the current podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com begins with my focus on pigs, pigs being stolen and how they're being rescued and that sort of thing. Look at the damage from the hurricane down south. We had a conversation with a fellow named Philip Gruber, who is a reporter for the Lancaster Farm News. Very interesting. I just like to find myself, and I inveigle myself into, especially the East Coast stuff, all of the farm periodicals, all the farm weeklies, all the journals and stuff, and you can find a lot of things in there that will help you, as well as the things that we're doing here on this program to help make your farming better, more successful. We also were focused on putting the garden back in the Garden State with a fellow from the Agriculture and Food Security Committee in New Jersey. And then my usual thinking about farmers, local farmers, and how we can be of help and support. It's the American Family Farmer Show. Podcasts available at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. This portion of the program is me talking about things that are important, my spin on things, if you will. And I put my mind into thinking as we are close to Thanksgiving and we're going into Christmas and the New Year's, the holiday marketing for your farm. I guess it depends on what your farm stands for. If you're a produce guy, you're probably not doing much of anything, maybe selling Christmas trees at this time of year. But I managed to find a digital marketing firm that does most of its business around Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, promoting things. They even do some promoting as we turn to winter, the winter solstice and Kwanzaa and Veterans Day, talking about how the farm can help with all of these holidays. I think there's a lot of opportunity here to take advantage of the holiday season and to leverage it for your marketing strategy. A lot of farm owners identify at Christmas time with, especially in the Northeast, with snow, and they do, if you're dairy, you're promoting eggnog and things that are special at this time of year. There are lots of special products. Certainly if you've had turkeys, this is the time of year to be promoting. Well, actually, it's beyond that because most everybody has their turkey, and if you don't, you're probably in trouble because there weren't as many turkeys grown this year, and they were more expensive, and the avian flu knocked the hell out of a lot of turkey processors and growers. So anyway, if you're looking for something to promote, and that's what I'm, you can't not promote. You can't just be there, even if you're not selling anything directly. But most of you ought to be thinking about selling directly. Even if you're a dairy person, think about what you can create at your farm and you can sell using social media. I know that's not the way it always has been done, and it may be that if you're out in the middle of nowhere with your farm, it won't make much difference. So this message may not be for you. It's probably more for guys like me that are in suburban areas on the cusp of being rural, but we still have our customers that we can attract to the farm. And I say the most important way for you to promote yourself is to stay consistent with your message and authentic with your message. That's probably something that I've learned being on the radio for 50 some odd years. I know that consistent messages win the day. Frequent repetition of them is good. So if you're understanding and using the different ways to inveigle yourself in social media, whether it's Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, whatever it is, hopefully you've got your own website that's up to date all the time. Because people, their behavior today, on a daily basis, people are going in and looking at stuff that's basically marketing. And if they are subscribed to your farm, they continue to get the messages from your farm, then you, if you got something to sell, maybe it's just an opportunity to come to the farm, get a wreath, and get your picture taken. Whatever it is, plug the you-know-what out of it. That's what I would have you do. That's my advice, if you will. For holiday marketing, use the digital score. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
Did you know that you can easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.